KVGC News Times, now 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. Time for a look at the news for a Wednesday, the 9th day of August, 2017. In the news today, the Amador Planning Commission has delayed action on permitting a new lumber processing facility in the upcountry, but did take action on a number of other projects. At their meeting last night, the Planning Commission voted to approve a lot split to create two parcels of 130 and 111 acres, respectively, out of a property on Highway 88 south of Ione. The council unanimously voted to approve the split, despite concerns raised by the property's neighbor that a new potential home would block his view. The commission also voted to recommend that the Board of Supervisors rezone a 550-acre property east of Ione from residential to agricultural so that the land can be placed in a conservation trust. And the Planning Commission continued consideration of a new facility to process trees located at the old cedar mill on Highway 88. They continued it to their September meeting, but they did receive comments from a neighbor to the project concerned about the noise.
And Calaveras County Administrative Officer Timothy Lutz has responded to a recent article reported on Capital Public Radio that, according to Lutz, it erroneously states funds tied to the county's cannabis regulatory program have been misspent by some county departments, most notably Calaveras Sheriff Department. The CPR story claims that Calaveras County has collected $3.7 million from medical cannabis grows in the county, money that's to be allocated to support a regulated medical system. But the county auditor is concerned the funds, close to $1 million to date, are being used to bust illicit grows. Well, according to Lutz, the county believes the Cannabis Regulatory Program fee fund has properly been used, and the revenue that the county has received through the voter-approved Measure C tax, along with other discretionary general fund revenues, have been used properly. He goes on to say the county continues to update and formalize processes and procedures for the 2016 Cannabis Urgency Ordinance, while a proposed ban ordinance makes its way through the approval process. The board did discuss the issue in closed session Tuesday, but Lutz said the county is not allowed to comment on the content of any closed session item, so no further comment will be made.
While still some months off, the Kennedy filing period closes this Friday for a number of special districts throughout Amador County. Registrar of Voters Kim Grady says nomination papers are available at either the Amador County Elections Office or the Office of the Secretary of the Special District. According to Grady, positions are open on 11 various districts. For a complete list, visit the county website. Now, candidates must be a registered voter residing within the district, and the filing period again closes at 5 p.m. this Friday. For more info, contact the Elections Department at 223-6465.
And the Soda Creek Police warning local residents of a recent scam making the rounds. Recently, a Sutter Creek resident received a letter informing her she was entitled to $1.3 million as soon as she only paid a small processing fee. Well, realizing this was too good to be true, the woman promptly notified Sutter Creek police and reported the attempted scam. A few weeks ago, the police department received a call themselves from someone claiming to be from the IRS, telling the police department that if they don't pay an unpaid debt to the IRS, they would all be arrested. And I know that sounds funny, folks, but that is the story there. Somebody called the police department, posing as the IRS, demanding money and saying that they would all be arrested. Well, remember, if you get calls, emails, or letters of this type, there are things you should remember. First, don't give out personal info, your name, date of birth, address, Social Security, and mother's maiden name are like gold to scammers. Never give them access to your banking info, as they can drain your accounts immediately. And finally, if you're uncertain if you are being scammed, contact any local law enforcement agency. While many of these cases are extremely difficult to prosecute, by working together, others can be saved from being victimized. Remember, if it sounds too good to be true, probably is. Don't fall for it.
Well, California drivers are paying 3 cents more at the pump this month as gas stations across the U.S. continue to see a late summer spike in prices. According to AAA, on Tuesday, California motorists paid an average of $2.96 for a gallon of unleaded regular gas. A month ago, California drivers paid $2.93. Across the nation, drivers are paying an average of $2.35 per gallon, which is a 9-cent jump since July. John Marino, spokesman for 3A of Northern California, says travel demand is driving the increase in gas prices, and this August will be even busier than normal. West Coast refineries are ramping up production in anticipation of the August 21st eclipse, which will draw more than 1 million sky watchers to Oregon, Idaho, and Wyoming. The price of crude oil increased since July, but still is under $50 a barrel. Marino says the gas prices on the average are running $2.90 a gallon in Amador County and $2.89 in Calaveras for regular unleaded. Gas prices are the highest in South Lake Tahoe and San Francisco.
And the Board of Amador County Senior Citizens Incorporated, owners and operators of the Amador Senior Center, have announced Michelle Allison has been hired to be the next executive director of the Senior Center. After graduating with a BA in sociology from Ashford University in Clinton, Iowa, she worked in a wide variety of occupations, including in Montana with the Girl Scouts as a marketing coordinator, in Fulton, Missouri as a correctional officer, and most recently as director of membership and marketing for the Callaway Chamber of Commerce and Fulton Area Chamber of Commerce in Fulton, Missouri. Now, she and her husband, Joseph, both former residents of Amador County, returned to the state and the county in fall of 2016. Longtime director Lori Webb will spend the next few months with Michelle to make a smooth transition for her and staff at the center.
Well, today is the first day of the new school year in Amador County, and the Amador Water Agency says to expect some delays on Lower Buckhorn Ridge and Pioneer Creek Road. According to the Water Agency, Vince Aguirre Construction is paving both today and tomorrow, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. You could expect 15-minute delays, so plan accordingly so you're not late on the first day of school or tomorrow on the second day of school. And that's a look at local news on this Gold Country Wednesday morning, the 9th day of August for 2017. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm J.D.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting.